I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 5. Coming up, government to establish trust fund for Coral Gardens victims, second phase of tablets in schools program to be rolled out in September, and Foreign Affairs Minister says rebranded diaspora conference will focus on building relationships. The news in detail after the break.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
Now the news. The government is to establish a trust fund to benefit victims of the Coral Gardens incident of 1963. This is one of four initiatives to be undertaken in atonement for the challenges faced by residents of the community since the incident.
A trust fund of no less than $10 million will be established for the benefit of survivors of the Coral Gardens incident. And in this regard, I will work alongside the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service and all relevant stakeholders to ensure that the fund is set up properly and with due regards for the needs of those it is meant to benefit.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The other actions Mr. Holness says are the provision of assistance to the Coral Gardens Benevolent Society to access resources and benefits for its members, the declaration of 6 lots at the property in Pinnacle St. Catherine as a protected heritage site and their further development into a Rastafari Heritage and Cultural Center, and continued efforts through the Office of the Public Defender to locate survivors of the incident. The Prime Minister says these measures reflect an acknowledgement of the state's role in the violent incident, as well as its commitment to ensuring such actions are not repeated. The government will launch the second phase of the Tablets in Schools program in September. This was disclosed by State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Senator Floyd Green, noting that an extensive review of the program was undertaken to chart the way forward.
We have seen what worked and what didn't work. So it would be very different, but much more effective, especially in helping us to administer our new curriculum and to help our teachers to do what they love to do, which is teach.
Minister Green was speaking at eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston on Tuesday. The initiative mainly targeted students preparing for the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations and featured animated video creation, 3D printing, social media marketing, website development, robotics, and blogging. Meanwhile, Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says security concerns raised during the pilot of the Tablets in Schools program will be addressed during the second phase of the initiative.
Because we have learned quite a bit from the pilot project, we will now put in place the mechanism to prevent the access to inappropriate content.
Under the one-year pilot, which began in 2014, tablets were distributed to some 24,000 students and 1,200 teachers in 6 pre-primary, 13 primary, 5 all-age and junior high, and 12 high schools, 1 teacher's college, and 1 special education institution. The project involves collaboration between the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information and the Science, Energy and Technology Ministry and is being implemented by eLearning Jamaica Company Limited and the Universal Service Fund. Phase 2 of the Tablets in Schools project will be launched September 2017. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the vision and scope of the rebranded Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference represents an affirmation of attributes that are uniquely Jamaican. The 7th staging of the conference is set for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston under the theme Partnering for Growth. Senator Johnson-Smith notes that the building of sustainable, synergistic, and symbiotic relationships with the diaspora is a fundamental component of Jamaica's foreign policy and the government's economic growth agenda.
We recognize that there is, within our diaspora, an enormous reservoir of human, intellectual, and financial capital. We look forward, therefore, to your full participation in the conference as we explore practical ways of partnering to position our country for the attainment of the level of development that we think Jamaica greatly deserves.
The Foreign Affairs Minister was addressing the official launch of the Diaspora Conference on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.